This is New England Public Radio. It appears the message from Massachusetts tourism officials worked. Governor Charlie Baker is staycationing. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Chris Lozinski with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Happy to be here.
The governor has decided August is a great time to take a break. He's on vacation, well, at least through this week. What's he up to, and is his office saying how much work he's going to be accomplishing on vacation?
Well, you're right, and he's not the only one to have decided that August is a great time to take some time off, with most of the legislative work on pause until at least next month. The governor's office says that he is still in pretty frequent communication with his cabinet members and with key staff, and will address any matters that come up. But as you said, he's enjoying a little bit of time up in Gloucester with his wife, staycationing, a more accurate description than vacationing, probably.
So Baker and his political team appear to have worked out this very visible fight with the state Republican Party. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is something that came up a couple of weeks ago. Apparently, the state Republican Party complained to a software company known as Salesforce that it had been locked out of donor databases, key files that list who they might be able to contact and fundraise off of since about July, and in doing so, kind of implied that Baker's political team had access while the state party itself did not have access. For what it's worth, Baker's team said that they were also locked out and that they had submitted sort of a proposal through Salesforce to divide access to the databases with the party, but that the party did not go along with that. And we found out last week that the party had regained access to this after threatening legal action, but based on our last look at it, it seems like Baker's team was still unable to get that full access.
What's this really all about? Why?
Yeah, I think that the origins of all of this disagreement still remained a little bit unclear, to be totally honest, but it does seem to be another signpost in this ongoing, I don't know if you want to call it a feud or just a disagreement between Baker and the GOP. Ever since current chairman Jim Lyons was elevated to that top post in January, the two of them have just seemed to adopt different approaches and different strategies about messaging.
Last time we heard, there were still conversations going on about a compromise on the different hands-free cell phone bills passed by the State House and Senate. Now, those negotiations have dragged on for weeks now. Are we going to see a final bill this year?
Well, the lawmakers on that committee are hopeful that we will see a final bill much sooner than this year. I've been in touch with them over the past few weeks. They came quite close to having a deal done on July 31st, typically the final day here before many lawmakers take a late summer recess, but that collapsed at the last minute. Since then, they're being a little bit coy and reserved about where things stand and will only tell us that they continue to discuss it and continue to be optimistic, but they have been talking about this for a good 2 months now, and we're still waiting to see where exactly this is all going to end up.
And Chris, finally, there's something that you see every day, an increase in state police presence at the State House. As I understand, there's no clear reason why. What do we know?
We don't know all that much, to be totally honest. You know, state police have confirmed that there's no specific incident or threat that they're in response to, but those of us who work here in the building have noticed for about a month, maybe a little bit longer, more and more state troopers alongside the State House Rangers that we see every day, particularly at the entrances to the building. And, you know, we haven't really been given a clear reason for this.
Chris Lozinski, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. Mm-hmm.